Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the way that the Scots resisted the English, particularly under the leadership of William Wallace and Andrew Murray. After John Baliol's removal as King of Scotland, King Edward took control of Scotland more. As he increased his power, there was increased rebellion, notably led by Andrew Murray in the north and William Wallace in the south of Scotland. Edward sought to increase his control of Scotland in different ways. John de Warenne was made the lieutenant in Scotland and put in charge of maintaining order. English judges and sheriffs were appointed, many of which had no knowledge of Scots law or an ability to speak the language. Hugh de Cressingham, in particular, was hated by many people in Scotland. De Cressingham's role was to introduce an English style of taxation, which was resented by people across the country. Many refused to pay until they were forced to do so. A small number of Scottish rebellions broke out in response to English rule. In the Western Isles, the MacDougall and MacDonald clans fought over control of the area. This was after the MacDonalds had been chosen by Edward as his representatives in the area. Bishop Robert Wishart of Glasgow, the Earl of Carrick, better known as Robert the Bruce, and James Stuart tried to launch a rebellion. Edward had taken control of the southwest region of Scotland from Bruce and Stuart and given it to an English lord, Henry Percy. Bruce, Wishart and Stuart organised an army who would fight against the English. However, even before an English army had been assembled to challenge this, Lord Percy went with a small group of soldiers to Irvine and he challenged the Scots, who gave up without a fight. Some historians believe that the rebellion was simply a gesture, and that Bruce withdrew because he learned that William Wallace wanted to restore King John to the throne rather than make Bruce the new king. Wallace was said to be very angry when he learned about the rebellion's collapse, and he subsequently raided Bishop Wishart's treasury. Rebellions were taking place elsewhere in Scotland, notably in the north, led by Andrew Murray. Murray's family were strong supporters of the deposed King John Baliol, and Murray himself had been captured after the Battle of Dunbar but managed to escape. After Murray's escape, he returned north to find that his fatherlands were under English control. He organised a series of attacks on different locations, starting at Urquhart Castle, which he took control of at the second attempt. Murray's cousin was the Earl of Buchan, and he was told to capture Murray, but he claimed he could not do this. Edward, however, did believe that the Earl of Buchan simply had not tried. And during 1297, Murray attacked and took control of various castles, including Inverness and Aberdeen, before travelling to Dundee. William Wallace is arguably the most famous nowadays because of Braveheart. However, it was another piece of art which helped create his legend. The 15th century poet Blind Harries wrote a story known as The Wallace, and this described much of the Wallace tale which is now well known. Historians, however, are divided on the full accuracy of Blind Harries' poem, including whether Wallace had a wife and if or not she was murdered. The poem is a major part of Wallace's history because so little is known of his early life. It is likely that Wallace was born sometime in the 1270s, most likely in Elderslie near Glasgow, although some people claim that Ellerslie in Ayrshire is in fact the location. Wallace's family were small-scale landowners, and some have claimed that his father was Alan Wallace, who signed the Ragman's Rolls. Again, though others dispute this. Wallace certainly became a prominent outlaw after he killed William Heselrig, the Sheriff of Lanark in 1297. As a result, he began to attract an army of followers who engaged in small-scale attacks on the English, with support from some Scottish nobles. Some historians have claimed that the English army could have captured Wallace, but were distracted by events at Irvine, suggesting that Bruce and Wishart and Stuart's actions had been designed to help Wallace. However, it's not entirely clear. What is certain is that Wallace eventually herded north towards Dundee, where he laid siege to the English-controlled Dundee Castle, and was joined by Andrew Murray. Both armies then combined and marched to Perth and then on to Stirling to meet the English forces.